Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy because they've now joined the Mark Unger Show. This is the show that handles and discusses all things concerning the institution of
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Your confusion is not rational.
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
You lack discipline.
Engineering the show, as always, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the show, Timothy Ray, making this possible to come to you from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin, where this program originates. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Let me explain to you how the show works. You get to send us anything concerning relationships via email. And remain totally and completely anonymous. We have no idea who you are, okay? We don't even want to know who you are. In exchange, we get to be brutally honest in our response. Keep in mind, this is not marriage counseling. Don't get all upset. Oh, my goodness gracious, they don't understand my whole situation. We don't understand. It's impossible for us to understand your situation from an email, even though we try in many cases to get clarification upon layer of clarification, and we still will never get to the bottom line. A lot of you guys, everybody at some point needs someone to talk to, but you actually find someone to talk to. This show is not to replace marriage counseling in any way, shape, or form. This is simply designed as a forum for you to shoot an idea at the three of us, and we will knock it around and give you our best take on your idea. If we like your idea, we will celebrate it. If we don't like it, we will castigate it. It's not personal. We don't know who you are. And again, if you feel badly because we don't understand your whole situation, it's because we don't understand your whole situation. Okay, that's the deal. You get to email us, whatever you want. Nothing's off limits. We'll take anything, but we'll give you our honest playback on it. And if you feel that it's not helpful because we don't know the whole situation, then so be it. All we can do.
We're not helpful. Big
we're not
shocker.
Helpful. What are you going to do? You know, I just think it's why some of these people are so miserable in their marriages, quite frankly. So their expectations are just out of whack with reality.
And then that transfers on to this show.
To everything. Their churches are not good enough because their pastor isn't perfect, and this isn't good enough because and my husband's not good enough because he doesn't do it. And I write that Mark Unger, and he's such a jerk, and he doesn't. Just everything in their world is like on another planet. Okay? Keep things in perspective. All right. There we go.
Do you remember that commercial? I think it was for the iPhone that came out, and they just kept saying over and over again, we have an app for that. We have an app for that.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently there's a divorce app now that could help couples decide if their marriage has a future. The makers of the app say it provides a practical view of the legal process, while critics say it trivializes divorce.
Why don't do one that sees it, you know, that tells you whether or not you're even compatible before you even get to the point of needing an app for divorce.
Maybe that.
They probably do.
They have sex apps.
They have apps for everything.
We got an app
to send subliminal messages.
Yes, apps for everything.
I mean, it's
there
it's
probably
truly amazing.
Is like an eHarmony app or something like that. The creator says it's intended to provide a practical, down-to-earth view of the divorce process. It was intended to generate informed discussions and better communication. The purpose of the app is to make people really think through their decision. It allows couples to have their eyes open before embarking on the formal stages of the process and spending money on legal fees. People don't always think through the actual implications of divorce, and this app makes them do that from the moment they start contemplating the idea. It might hopefully even encourage some people not to give up on their marriages so easily and try to work things out. The app disregards the sanctity, this is the critics are now saying, that the app disregards the sanctity of marriage by reducing it to mere monetary concerns.
So they do everything based just on dollars and cents?
Possibly. I'm not sure exactly how the app works. It could encourage divorce by normalizing the decision, making it seem as easy to make as any other lifestyle choice. It could also deter the other partner from fighting to save their marriage by making the process seem inevitable and, again, as normal as any other decision their partner might take that they have to accept. But Dr. Adrian Rogers, a pro-family campaigner, says that if the app revealed the true complications, difficulties, and suffering of divorce, it could help persuade people to fight to save their marriage. For most people, divorce is soul-destroying. If this app conveys that to those considering separation and helps them realize that they can't do it like the celebrities can and just walk away from their relationships and into another life with minimal fuss and bother, then this app would be welcomed. There was some app that could show them, this is, it's like that old commercial, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Right.
This is your life. This is your life after divorce. And if they could actually portray that.
If you get a divorce based on the advice you get from an app.
There's something wrong with
how
you.
How dumb are
moron.
You?
Moron.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
So, I mean, it's just the whole thing. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for once again,
I got an app, therefore I'm getting a divorce. My app says
the
so.
App says
yeah, it
I'm
just
bound
goes
for
to
a
tell
divorce.
People want to be told what to do.
They
That's
should be
right.
put in a cage.
Yep. They don't want
just
to.
Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
Goodness gracious.
The app will tell them the upside and the downside of divorce, apparently, at least in the financial realm. But even if people would consider that, you talk about that all the time. If they just consider financially what it would do to them, you would think that it would cause them to pause.
Huh.
What are you doing? What are you looking at? You're just sitting there staring at the screen. Good heavens.
Woman, just
well,
keep talking.
I don't have your attention. I need your attention.
Don't you mind me nothing out here.
I don't have his attention. I know when he's off in La La Land. I'm just sitting there looking at you while you're not paying
one iota of attention.
This,
okay, everybody want to know what I was just... I got this email just popped across.
Uh-huh.
Dear Mr. Grungor.
Grungor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Grungor.
I'm working for Blazowski TV
mm-hmm.
in the Netherlands. Sounds mm-hmm. like it'd be in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Or Russia. Mm-hmm. We're producing a new TV program for the Dutch public television called She's Mine.
Mm-hmm.
It is a talk show hosted by two presenters. Gives me their names. I've never heard of them. During eight shows, they will talk about women with two male guests. Every episode, there will be different guests. They're going to
talk about women.
So they'll have two guys, and they'll talk about women.
Okay, so guys are talking about chicks on the show. Okay.
Okay, for the research of the show, we came across your clips. And we love them so much, we would like to use fragments of them in the show.
Oh, I thought they were going
to
ask you to go in the Netherlands and be one
about
of
women.
The... Yeah, that's what I thought.
I might
the
do
Netherland,
that.
Netherlandian women.
My question is, would it be possible for us to use these clips, how to get the rights to them, and of course, how much would it cost?
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Millions. So anyway, I'm sorry. All of a sudden this pops up on my computer here. Mr. Grungor, we're doing a TV show, and we want to use your clips. So I don't
okay.
know.
Sorry.
In the Netherlands.
Six people will see
Didn't
it.
Mean to call you out
yeah,
there.
I was
going to
say, how many...
talking away, and I know you're not listening.
How big of an audience are we talking here? An audience in the tens.
Mm-hmm, not so, the tens of thousands, just
okay,
the tens.
Sorry, there, now.
Okay, now do I have your attention?
Yes.
Because I knew I would just have to repeat whatever else I said.
Yes.
Because you weren't paying attention. Okay, first email. Again, we're starting off with an in-law issue.
Wait, hold up. Do you know that what number show this is?
Oh, this is the 100th show.
Is it really?
It is.
The 100th show.
How
Where's
did you
the fanfare?
Who keeps track of that?
You are so blessed to be listening to us today on the 100th show.
Hey. It's a celebration show today.
All right.
It's ever since you and Ross are doing the show with me. This is our 100th
show.
This is our 100th show.
That's right.
Who kept track of that?
We did because we're brilliant.
We're
you know
brilliant,
us, man.
Too,
yeah.
We never forget anniversaries, birthdays.
Timothy Ray.
Oh, Tim.
Very good times. Come
on, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Actually, we were looking at the charts since we started doing the show with you guys. The viewership shot up dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe they were
so
born with me and Chavez.
Beautiful.
I don't know. But all I know is when you two came on, spike in the amount of listeners all
and
over
it keeps
the world.
Going up.
Yeah,
so it's kind of cool. We matter.
Increasingly.
There you go. All right, so
graph
we did.
Keeps going higher and higher, like a big mountain.
We have celebrated, and that's our 100th show.
I didn't know anybody.
If you'd
was
like to be
track.
On the Mark Gunger Show, you can
fly yourself,
email us.
Drive yourself.
You get here. You,
you
can
get
join
here,
us.
You can be on.
We're opening it up that people can actually sit in and be a guest on the show.
Why?
And so, if you'd like to come, we spend the whole day taping the shows for a week at a time. And if you'd like to come up to Green Bay, drive, hitchhike, fly, whatever you want. We got people who are actually talking about wanting to get on a plane. To fly and spend a day with us psychos.
Please don't hitchhike. You might not actually make it here with the type
planes,
of people that are out there today.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. Yeah. Get them here.
So if you can drag, push, or whatever yourself here. So if you'd like to be on the show.
Tuesdays, right? That's the day we record.
Tuesdays generally is the case. Mm-hmm. And if you can get here for a Tuesday to sit in on the show, we would love to have you. We'll even take you to lunch. You can spend the day with the four of us. Us three.
Craziness.
Tim the Psycho Boy out there. And but you have to do is let us know you're coming first.
Mm-hmm. You can't just show
and get
up.
The, yeah, just don't show up, okay? That'd be very creepy.
Hello?
Somebody's knocking at the door.
So you got to email us at radio at markgungershow.com, markgunger.com, and say, I would love to come, and can I get a date to where I can come sit in on the show, and they'll work it out with you, and we'd love to have you.
Because we have to kind of go around your travel schedule and such.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes Tuesdays we're not here.
Whatever.
So don't just show up.
So there you have it.
We might not be here.
100 show. Hopefully it'll be hundreds and hundreds more.
Sorry about the interruption.
What's the matter?
Thought it was worth it.
No, it's cool.
That is really cool because I didn't know that.
Okay, let me interrupt you again. No, just kidding.
Didn't know someone was actually keeping track of that. It's also May. We've rounded the corner now. It's supposed to officially be springtime in Wisconsin now.
Yeah, which means another 6 feet of snow somewhere.
That's right.
It's May. It's May Day.
All right.
Okay, first email is about in-laws.
Oh, no!
Another in-law issue. What do you do with an overbearing mother-in-law? He keeps laughing.
Yes! The mother-in-law sound.
Is this signed Ross Adams-Gojewski?
No, it's not.
Okay.
He says, my mother-in-law and wife think that it's their place to correct me.
Uh-huh.
Last Sunday,
my mother-in-law and my wife?
Yes, they both
do. Oh, so it's not just a mother-in-law problem.
No, it's a both problem.
Okay.
Last Sunday, my mother-in-law took a book away from me when I had my back turned that I was reading because I wasn't listening or obeying her or my wife.
Sounds like my mother.
Obeying
my wife.
Isn't
that great?
It's been a real problem in our marriage. I told her that I wasn't a child. And I didn't need her to treat me like one. They have also...
Okay, dude, listen. Why go there? Why go there? She takes your book because she doesn't want you paying attention to the book instead of listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when women talk, it is the obligation of men to sit there and listen to all their blather. Why this is, I do not know. But I get yelled about this to this very day.
Hence the very reason I just stopped and said, what are you doing looking at the screen?
And the women will go, oh man, why are you reading that? Why are you looking at that? Well, I don't know, maybe because I don't want to listen to you. Have you considered that?
Possibly.
But apparently that's not a possible option. So if they come and take your book, just get a pair. Man up, just go, okay.
Okay, so now I'm clear. You just don't want to listen to me.
Oh, clearly.
Clearly. We're clear. He has a radio show that I'm on with him, but he doesn't want to listen
to
me.
No, not so much here. I'm talking about, you got a bunch of people. I promise you, when you and the redhead and whoever upstairs.
I know, you're not paying attention. You don't even know I'm here. I can be here for an hour and you go, I didn't know you was here.
I'm not listening to you guys. I don't want to listen to you.
I know you're not.
I just couldn't possibly care less.
I know, you don't care.
At some point, my wife will say, or you or someone might jump in and say,
hey.
Yeah. How come you're not paying attention?
I tell you, if my mother-in-law and wife are trying to have a conversation with me about something serious, I hope I'm in a book.
You don't even want to listen.
No, here's the point, though. They're not having it about me.
No.
I would love a conversation about me.
Well,
it's
about
me.
As soon as we said that about Mark
you
and
gotta,
he heard his name,
no,
he would
they're trying
tune
to
right
correct
in.
Something.
Oh, yeah, that you want to hear.
No.
Isn't that great?
No.
Now, he doesn't do this right, and he doesn't do that, you know, and he flatulates when he climbs out of bed in the morning. I just think, hello, would you not share this with everybody?
And he's looking at guns and ammo. That's what he's looking at.
Yeah, and I was like, good grief.
If I want you to pay attention, I know there's some key words I have to slip into the conversation. The first word is sex. If I utter that word, I got your attention, even if that's not what I want you to hear. If I say something about your name or being fabulous, then I got your attention. Then I can say whatever I want to
say. Yeah, so I'm just saying to this guy, you know, man up, dude. Mm-hmm. They get mad and they take your book away. Mm-hmm. For you to go,
Well, now that's disrespectful. I'm a man, and you don't take away my book because I'm a man. I'm a man. Don't you mess with me because I'm a man.
You're just being an idiot now, okay?
Yeah, probably.
So they treat you disrespectfully. What a shock.
There's just a little bit more.
No, seriously. I mean, women tend to treat men very disrespectfully. That's why the Bible tells them not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If women didn't have this problem, the Bible wouldn't address it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so stop it.
So stop it.
Stop it.
All you women out there, quit treating them with disrespect. Anyway, so they don't like it. So what?
All right.
So they take the book. Man, my sisters and stuff coming over, I promise you, you might as well get ready to have the snot kicked out of you. They're so awful, I leave.
They're so mean to
you? My sisters are so awful, I just leave.
Are you sure it's not just payback?
No, it's just, they're just mean.
What do they do?
They're just mean. They're mean, mean
They're
people.
Just mean to their poor brother.
To brothers.
Brothers.
You know, anything with a male, that's what I'm saying. You're in a room, you're outnumbered right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the minute it's you and a bunch of women, you're in trouble.
They're so nice to me.
So just get the heck out of Dodge. Instead of reading a book, get up there and light yourself on fire or something and run to the emergency room. But don't go to this big exercise. You need to treat me with respect. And I don't know why you don't just, you know, why. I know you want to go there. I've gone there in the past.
Mm-hmm. It
gets you nothing
working for you.
Doesn't serve you well.
All right.
There's a little bit more. He says, they also have accused me of being a gossip because I have talked to our pastor about the craziness that has gone on in our family. I don't think that seeking counsel is being a gossip. What are your thoughts?
I gave you my thoughts. Just man up. So the mother-in-law and your wife chatter, jabber, jabber. It's her mom. It's what they do. This is why we try to avoid those situations.
What about them accusing him of being a gossip?
Oh, who cares?
Okay.
That's your first thing. The minute you care what they think,
you know what
you're
I would
in
do?
Trouble.
I would be paying for them to go have spa treatments together.
Seriously.
Go to the spa
today,
ladies.
Go do this stuff somewhere else.
Yeah, give them $500 and say, here, would you two go shopping, please?
Please, go
really?
Shopping
oh,
for the
oh,
day.
Oh, yes, we'd really, I just really love to see you guys. Oh, you're so nice, so great. And all you're doing is saying, thank God, $500. Yes. I'd have held out for a grand is what you're thinking.
You know what's weird? I don't want my husband around and paying attention. I just assume that he goes out to the shop or goes into the hardware store or goes watch TV or takes a nap. I don't want him around with my girlfriends or my sisters or my mom. I don't want him there being a part of all of that. I would rather just sit there with my girlfriends.
I promise you, we don't want to be a part of it.
I don't want him there.
So you got your wife and her mom are jabbering. Is it, you know, do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, light yourself on fire. Go to the emergency room. You know, join the Peace Corps or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Something. Just, but
hilarious.
Don't get into this, you don't treat me with respect. And you just, and the fact that you're going, first of all, I don't think it's being a gossip that you go to your pastor with this.
No.
I just think, you know, you need him. Grow a pair.
Yeah, don't bother going to
you're
your pastor
You're going to your
at
pastor
all.
Because your mom and your wife are, and it, your wife and her mom are jabber-jawing about you? Dude. Toughen up a little bit.
Clackers.
You need some clackers. We need to get some man clackers.
It doesn't sound like gossip to me. It sounds like tattletaling to me more than it does gossip.
It's because you're a woman.
Whining.
You don't want to be told on.
You need to send in for Mark Gunger's Mammoth Clackers. If we'll do a commercial. If you seem to be having a hard time and don't know how to respond to women in your life, you need Mammoth Clackers.
That's right.
But,
how much can we charge?
I have no idea.
At least $19.95.
It's always $19.95.
$19.95. Yeah. You get these Mammoth Clackers, and these Mammoth Clackers will help you stand up to the women in your life and just take it.
You do where the guy
the
walks
order.
Into the room and all you hear is... Because they're just clacking together. And all of a sudden, the women stop talking.
When you get Mark Gunger's Mammoth Clackers, you won't care what your in-laws says. You won't care what your wife says.
You'll
doesn't
walk with
bother
confidence.
You. You'll walk with confidence. Why? Because you have Mammoth Clackers. Yeah. You just need Mammoth Clackers, for heaven's sakes. Seriously, Ross, we could be rich.
Yeah.
You need to come up with Mammoth Clackers for men and pixie dust for women. Magic pixie dust, and then we're set for life, baby.
That'd be awesome.
You can turn a profit.
You guys got to come up with a commercial.
It would be
there
hilarious.
Is a commercial about Mammoth Clackers.
Is there?
For real?
Yeah, but it's so raw.
Oh, it's going to be bad?
It's a skit.
Oh.
Yes.
It's very bad, very
wrong. So we're already infringing on someone's copyright.
Well, it's because it's so funny and it's worth saying. Some guys
already,
just need
we
a
We can't
pair.
Even call it Mammoth Clackers. We're already getting, we'll be sued by somebody's attorney. You can't use Mammoth Clackers. Mammoth Clackers is a copyrighted name. Anyway, the point being is just man up. Don't go running to your pastor and boo-hooing because your wife and her mom blather about stuff.
And they'll treat you with respect. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. A little thicker skin, okay? Mm-hmm. When they take the book away from you, don't go on to your big speech on how you need respect. Just sit there quietly and think to yourself, she can't stay here forever. She can't stay here forever.
She'll be leaving soon.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Why doesn't she go there? You know, and just relax. That's my advice. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf. Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of french fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy you've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God, or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show. Streaming daily at faithplace.org.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
see the doorway,
in your eyes,
the thousand churches,
in your eyes,
the resolution,
in your eyes,
of all the fruitless souls.
Quit gagging over there. I love this song.
Can you tell me the movie that this is from?
The one where he holds the boombox up.
Yep.
Ione
Sky and...
Andrew McCarthy.
Nope.
Or McCartney, whatever his name is.
Kuzak.
Oh, John Kuzak?
Yes.
Or?
Say Anything.
Say Anything.
You guys need a live...
Peter Gabriel.
This song stinks.
Peter Gabriel.
Dude, this is a huge tune.
It stinks.
I love it. In your eyes.
It stinks?
Don't you get it? It's
like, in your eyes. The light,
everything
the heat.
Is in your eyes. Come on.
I am complete.
It's good. It's good.
Sorry, I'm hurling over here. Hurling on the Mark Gunger Show. This is just what people want to listen to as they're driving their cars.
Is you hurling?
Podcasting this, listening to these guys hurl. All right, what do you got for emails?
Okay, first email says, my husband and I were talking this weekend about the divorce rate because we have a friend who was having a troublesome marriage and talking about separating. It used to be that marriages had the seven-year itch. These days, it seems that divorce rates are rising. So what is the current divorce rate, and when do marriages get the itch to separate?
Oh, no.
Well, actually, we did do a study that they figured out 3 years and 11 months.
So I studied that. That's the
remember
new
we talked about it. It was a while ago. Sometime in one of our 100
I don't
shows.
Pay attention
we also
show.
Did another study where blue hair or gray hair divorce was on the rise, too.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
So that's not but really the three.
I mean, this was specifically the
so
when they're talking
half,
about the not the seven-year itch. It's no longer the seven-year itch that it's at like 3.5 years.
So 3.5, not people want to call quits after 3.5.
Yes.
That's the average now instead of seven.
Apparently.
Oh, that's just lovely.
Yes, that was
pretty
what
soon
we
it'll be the 4 month itch and I don't know.
There shouldn't be an itch to
there
separate
no
at
itch.
All. There you shouldn't know, be. I mean, they call that the seven-year itch, but you shouldn't even think in terms of that.
And then I wonder how many of these people are actually like living together successfully for like 7 years, but then got married. And then,
oh, so they were together for 7 years?
I bet you.
I don't know.
You
and
hear about
they got
that
married
stuff
and
all the time.
Went to hell in a handbasket?
Yep.
I don't know. I actually did hear something that somewhere that said that divorce rates are starting to decline.
It's because people aren't getting married in the first place.
Is that why that statistic
Oh, that's true, actually, to a large degree.
That because they're not married,
one of the factors,
they're not divorcing. Okay.
It's just weird, very sick culture. What are you
there should
do?
Not be an itch to separate. There shouldn't be a time that's acceptable to get this wanderlust thing or whatever.
Well, no, it just takes 3.5 years for people to realize they don't get everything they want.
This is true. It used to be that they were content for 7 years to
look. All not marriages, puke and all marriages end for only one reason.
Yes.
Everybody, write this down. There's only one reason marriages end: selfishness.
Selfishness.
One or both of them get selfish. That's it.
And that can be in the first year. And that can be 6 years. Yeah, that can be 30 years.
But in our narcissistic culture, 3.5, that sounds happening. About right.
Yeah. Can only take it for so long.
And I'm almost surprised that it's not quicker.
Mm-hmm.
People are so narcissistic today.
Yeah.
They don't
Well, it is quicker. They just manage to stomach it out for 3.5 years before they finally say, nope, all done.
So sad.
Very, very sad. Very sad. Okay, this is a question from a single girl. She says, I'm 17. I'm dating a wonderful Christian guy who will be 18 in June. We've been best friends for a couple of years, and he's been there with me through some of the roughest stuff in my life. We're continually pushing each other to
Whoa. What was that again?
She's 17. He's 18.
Helped her through the what?
The roughest stuff in her life. So
how long has she known her?
She said they've been best friends for a couple of years. So she must have had some teenage, being 15, 16, 17, the roughest stuff of her life.
Well, it all seems a little odd to me. It's like a four-year-old saying, my entire life, I haven't been to Vegas. I've never gone anywhere. You know,
I don't know. You're maybe there's young parents being divorced or, you know, medical issues. I don't know. I didn't ask her what those things were.
Well, my initial response just off of that is relax a little bit.
Yeah.
You haven't had much of a life.
It could get rougher. Could get rougher. She said, we're continually pushing each other to be Christ-like and really love doing things for our Maker. The problem is that despite setting boundaries and trying to follow them, our emotions get going and we're crossing lines in a bunch of directions. Mm-hmm. We haven't actually had sex, but I'm worried with what we have done that will screw up our relationship. I really want to do things right, and so does he, but we just can't seem to get it right. We've tried the publicly alone, that apparently just only being alone when you're in public all the time, but sometimes it just doesn't work to have people nearby or something, like if we go for a drive. We've tried to set the no touching where bathing suits cover boundary, but somehow it just isn't working. I don't want to destroy something I love so much. I'm not sure what to do anymore. It's one area we just marry keep the guy? How failing old is she? At. She's 17.
Well, just get engaged and get married.
Mm-hmm. She wants to know if there's a better way to help them do things right.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, if she's 17 and still finishing school,
Stop it. If you can't behave yourself, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Quit seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty easy to me.
Where are the parents on this?
Not around, apparently, when they're
breaking the... We've tried the thing in public thing. But obviously, they're not feeling each other up there in public.
Well,
we tried the public. Man, if you're feeling up people in the public square, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
What do you mean we tried the public thing?
You have to have some self-control.
If you operate in restraint there, you can do it in other places, too.
Yeah. You have to have some...
And they both claim to be Christians?
Yes, who really love doing things for the Maker and push each other to be more Christ-like. He's banging his head.
All right, let's take a break. I don't think I can take any more of this. We'll pick it up after the break.
Stop whining.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife. And today we're continuously married, 34 years, happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want, resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that's something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Red. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. Love Shack.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right, you're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about an email from a young lady, 17, who's been with this boy through all the roughest parts of her life, which has been like 8 minutes. Okay.
Well, now, you don't know what she's been
through. Well, I don't. She's 17. How rough can it be?
Okay? It can be, depending on what you're dealing with.
For the last 2 years, well, I'm sure to her it seems rough. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it literally could be.
I'm just saying.
What if her mom died?
I don't know. Then say it. So I don't make fun of you.
Okay.
When you're 17, you're talking about the roughest years of my life. I'm thinking, seriously?
I know.
All right. Now, you love the boy. You love each other. But you're feeling each other up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's working over her boobies and touching stuff he shouldn't be touching.
Where the bathing suits cover.
Yeah, where the bathing suits. Now, at the same time saying, we love Jesus and want to honor God. Mm-hmm. Now, the best way I can ever give people an analogy of this.
And it's a very good analogy, by the way.
Is change the commandment. Mm-hmm. We love Jesus, but we kill people. We don't kill everybody, and we just kill the ones that are really mean. And we know we shouldn't kill people, but we try to only kill nasty people, and we bury them in nice places, and we put flowers on their graves every, you know, month or something like
that. Sure.
But you think, what kind of Christian is that?
And if you put her line, she says, we want to do things right, but we just can't seem to get it right.
Okay, so we don't really want to kill people, but we kill people, and we don't really mean to kill people. Mm-hmm. Or let's change the commandment to another one. Steal. We really love Jesus. Mm-hmm. We break into people's homes and steal stuff, though. Generally, we try not to steal poor people's stuff. We just steal nice people's stuff because they have insurance. But I know we're trying not to steal people's stuff.
But we just keep failing.
But we keep failing because we keep stealing people's stuff. Mm-hmm. And we try to do stuff in public where we can't steal people, but we still kept stealing even though we're in public. Now, you can see the absurdity. Well, for some reason, when it comes to the sexual rules, that line everybody crosses in their heads. I love Jesus, but I'm feeling up my girlfriend, and he feels me up, and we're doing everything we should, but we really love, and we're just trying to grow more in our faith as we're feeling each other up.
And she said, we haven't actually had sex.
Well, yeah.
Yes, they have. Yeah, that's sex, even though you did not have penetration.
You haven't had intercourse. You had probably little orgasms already, and you're already getting that same buzz in your head chemically.
It is sex. It's all sex.
It's sex. Anything in the bathing suit category, my dear, is sex.
You're touching that area, you're having sex. That's it.
So stop. Come on. Do life right. Now, here's the other thing. One of the reasons why young people do this is because our culture, our church culture, our family culture, our secular culture has told them that's too young for them to get married.
Right.
So they don't even think in terms of just waiting and doing it right. Do you see what happens, folks, when you get a situation like this, when you got two young people in love like this, they know that everybody's going to disapprove of them getting married. So they can't even – see, if you know that I can get married in a year, I can wait and do
you
this
right.
You
figure you can do anything.
I can hold – yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you think, gee, we can't get married until we're 24 before everybody will yell at us and scream. And then even then they'll scream at you because that's too young for most people. Well, then you're going to keep crossing the lines. So listen to me.
Exactly.
First of all, stop it. Okay. Stop it. Don't give me this, we love Jesus, but we keep screwing around with each other. Stop it. And if you can't do life right, then get rid of him. Move on.
But he really helped me through the hardest stuff of my life.
I'll tell you what, he's going to give you the hardest problems of your life if you keep this up. Because this is what happened with Christian young people. Once they start crossing the line, they finally start having intercourse and everything else, she's going to be full of guilt.
Yep.
She's going to feel awful.
Yep.
She could, too. She's going to get pregnant.
Right.
Then they're going to have to get married, and you're going to be like the millions of emails we get from people.
And she was worried about screwing it up. That's exactly
what's
going to happen.
We got married at 17, because you're right. You guessed that I was pregnant. And
you know, this is how these things happen. They happen on purpose. You want that complication? Do you listen to this show? Do you hear the problems people have doing life wrong in the first place? Come on, you're young. You got your whole life in front of you. Don't do it wrong. Don't do it wrong. It's not worth it. I don't care how much he's helped you through all the struggles of your life for the last 2 years.
Don't let him feel you up.
Stop it. If you guys can't stop them, break. You know what? And here's the other thing. This is the preacher in me now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We say we love God, but we only love God as long as we get to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We only get to serve. What kind of love is that? Jesus said, you got to be willing to lay down your life if you're going to be my disciple.
Well, and apparently so, they're quite serious about their faith from what she says.
I'm telling you, if you're really going to be a disciple of Jesus and you know every time you get with this guy, you're going to do the wrong thing, you dump his butt.
Yep.
You just mm-hmm. do. Well, I love it. You know what? All that should matter to you is that you love God more.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And then you tell him,
mm-hmm.
I can't be with you. I can't mm-hmm. be with you because we can't do life right.
Mm-hmm.
He should be doing
serving
this.
God
he
should
be
more
manning
important.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live in this body, but this life I live, I live by faith. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself
pick
me,
up your
right?
cross and follow me, Jesus
sorry, I'm
said.
Things over.
So I love Jesus, but I won't leave my boyfriend. Really? Jesus said, unless you lay down your very life, mm-hmm. he who gives up mother, father, sister, brother, if you're not willing to do all this stuff, you're not worthy of me. You're not willing to give up anything that will keep you away from me. You're not worthy of me.
Mm-hmm.
So at least don't delude yourself. Don't say, I really love God and want to grow in my faith and we're screwing around and sinning right. sexually with each other. Stop it.
If you really love Jesus.
You should be willing to give up everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, if I am with someone and we're doing something wrong and I'm trying to be a Christian, look, I was 14 once too. I know mm-hmm. this routine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not easy, but you have yeah. to do the right thing.
But I'm telling you, there came things where I had to make separations mm-hmm. from people
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't do the right thing around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened? I broke off with those people. You have
yeah.
to.
You have to, and you cry and it feels bad and it's not what you want.
Stuff, but it helps you draw closer to God yeah. because you want to do what God says.
Yep.
You know, now if that other person decides to do the right thing too and you guys can keep it together and do the right thing, then kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, I would say, I'll make a commitment to each other, set a date for a year out,
mm-hmm.
and just marry the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're too young and we don't know what we're going to do. Okay, then dump his butt.
Keep your hands off each
you can't have
other.
Both. Okay? But really, number one, you got to be... My first advice, I guess really, is they just need to knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
See,
keep your hands to yourself. But
here's the thing, is if you don't learn to say no.
That's right. This is really important. You, if girl you writing this email, you need to hear this.
If you don't learn to say no now, what makes you think you're going to say no later?
You won't.
What makes you think that after you've been married for 8 years and you're kind of chubby and you've had a baby and things are all, you got stretch marks and stuff, and your husband has never learned to say no to his sexual desire? Out of respect for you and for God,
nope.
What makes you think he's going to say no when some other cute, really good-looking girl who hasn't had a baby
yep.
and with no stretch marks and has bigger boobs than you
yep.
and a prettier face than you, because there's yep. always someone with a bigger set of boobs, a prettier face, a nicer butt. It never ends.
Yep.
There's always somebody that's a little bit better. And then is he going to be able to say no to her then?
I would guess not.
And then she's going to cry, ooh, he cheated on me. Why did... Because
he already
showing you
he can't say no to himself.
He can't say no. He can't do the right thing.
This is very important that people understand this.
And what makes you think, dear, the opposite isn't going to happen? When you've got a guy who's working
mm-hmm.
all the time and he comes home and he just wants to play Xbox all the time and he's not helping you with anything and your heart's broken and stuff, and now you meet a really nice boy.
Oh, there's a guy who's at your
he's
job
He's a nice
working.
Guy at work and he really cares about you and shares with you and he smiles at you and wants to hold your hand, wants to feel up your cute little boobies.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to say no then?
Nope.
When exactly are you going to decide
when do you learn to say no?
Yeah, when are you going to learn to say no?
You have
Why do
to
you think
it.
So many millions of people are cheating on their spouse right now as the show's on the air at 10 o'clock in the morning? Cheating on their spouse right now.
I'm telling you, people think that there's something magic that happens when you put this ring on your finger. That like all of a sudden, all of that's not going to happen. And it's not true. Everything that you have practiced, you will do when that ring gets on your finger or not. If you've practiced it and done it, it ain't going to change just because there's
You'll
nothing
keep
magic
it. Why
to this.
Do you think people are doing this today, dear? Why do you think? Yeah, I know you think I'm being mean. Why do you think people in their 30s and 40s right now
mm-hmm.
are going to be in the backseat of a car somewhere during a break at lunch at work, mm-hmm. and they're going to be feeling each other, knowing what they're doing is wrong.
Meeting in hotel rooms.
I know I shouldn't do it,
yeah.
but I can't just, I couldn't say no, and
can't
I'm
say
trying
no
to be
myself.
A good Christian and stuff, and then they're going to end up in divorce, and everything goes to hell in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because when they were your age, they never learned to say no.
Mm-hmm. Learn it now. Never is,
I'm talking Christians. I'm not talking pagans. Pagans and heathens I get.
Yeah.
I'm talking Christians. God-loving. Do you know how many preachers this week, guys who spent years preparing for the ministry,
mm-hmm.
are going to be climbing into some lady's pants mm-hmm. in the church that they're at, committing adultery mm-hmm. and destroying their ministries?
Because they can't say
thousands.
No.
There's going to be thousands of them. Why? Because when he was your age, he never learned to say no. Mm-hmm. The question, when are you going to learn to say no?
You have to learn it. And it's a lot better when you're 17.
You want your life to suck for the next 60 years, struggling with your own commitments and him struggling with commitments? And see, this is why a couple young people mm-hmm. who do this, Christian young people who do this right, who learn to say no, that when they say I do, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays for life.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they've learned I'm going to honor God no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it costs me, no matter who it separates me from or who it associates me mm-hmm. with. But here's a girl already. You can see her setting up by this. She's yep. saying, I went through the worst parts of my mm-hmm. life for well, the last 2 years. Who knows? It might have been horrible. We don't know. I'm making fun of you.
But it's already a
my
recipe
guess is probably
for
nothing.
Disaster and
but,
failure.
But she's already justifying it because he did yeah. this for the worst parts yeah. of my life.
Yeah.
What is she doing? She's already setting up the buffer.
Yeah.
I can't live without him.
Yeah. So
I can't
4 years
live
from now,
him.
There's some nice guy on your job that has helped you because now you're having problems with your husband. And
he's
been
helping
so nice
you
and
through the hard.
Yes.
You thought when 17 you went through yeah. the hard things
he's
of your life.
Me,
oh,
you can see the writing on the wall.
Now he's helping me. And all of a sudden, I'm interested. You say, oh, I'll never do that, Pastor. Sure you will, sweetheart. Because
mm-hmm.
you've never learned to say no.
Yep.
At the end of the day, either your faith is going to have the final say or your selfishness will have the final mm-hmm. say. Right now, both of your selfishness is having the final mm-hmm. say. It's not God's standard in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to decide, okay, you don't want to do it now? When are you going to do it? Huh? When are you two going to do it? Play this for him. Play this back for him. If I was sitting down to two with you right now, I'd say, when? Mm-hmm. You guys need to say, when are you going to start doing life right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do it
I
now.
I hope
you're
this
never
just
gonna...
jars the snot out of the two of them.
Who knows?
I hope it does.
Who knows? But I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know parents go, oh, come on, Pastor Mark. You know, we can't help but feel each other off. You know, they're in love. You know. Yeah, Mom and Dad, when will they learn to say no?
When they're 25 and they come to you crying because one of them has committed adultery because they couldn't say no and they couldn't deny their feelings and what they wanted, then what are you going to do? And they act shocked and surprised.
How many emails did we have last week of people who just wrote in and said, I was pregnant or I committed adultery or I screwed somebody I wasn't supposed to screw?
Yeah.
Why do you think, dear, this stuff happens?
All of these things that happen
these
that we get on a daily basis.
Who never learned
yeah.
to say no.
You don't just accidentally... Like this happens to you out of the blue. It's what you've rehearsed. It's what you've trained yourself
look,
to
I'm
do.
Look, I'm not condemning you.
No, no, no.
God forbid I do this tomorrow. Okay? But it still wouldn't make it right.
No.
But I hope that I've already learned in my life that I need to say no mm-hmm. to things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But whether I do or don't, or the whole world, at some point, everybody has to come yeah. to that line where they decide, you know what? I'm going to do what God asks me to do. I don't care how I feel. I don't care who it separates me from, who it associates me with. I'm not going. You got to make this decision.
And it doesn't always feel real good to deny yourself. It does not feel good.
It's called dying.
I
to
know.
Self. Dying
come on,
is
when
not
I was her age, you know, I was a dopehead, yeah. man.
Yep.
Imagine what it would have been like for
drugs,
you.
I was taking drugs. We were doing sex. We were doing all
17.
Kinds of. You don't think that was?
That stuff, yeah.
You think that was hard?
To walk away from.
To walk away
well,
from.
Well, actually, I got saved at 16. I was doing it early on.
Okay.
So was I.
But yeah. still, 15, 16,
yeah,
whatever.
All of a sudden, you just stop. You think that was an
you need to
easy
walk away?
Thing for me?
Especially once you've been down that path
I'm
and you know
you,
what that sexual rush feels like. It's
to
very
this
difficult.
Day, to this day, the hardest thing I ever did in my life
mm-hmm.
was to stop doing all those things I shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah. It's
but, you
not
know,
easy.
I wanted to know Jesus. I wanted to know
that
Jesus. I wanted
to
honor
to
God
you.
In my life. And it was painful.
Mm-hmm.
It was painful.
Because you want what you want
yeah.
when you
the
want
good
it.
The good news is God gives us a way to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this young man got married at 18.
And the payoff
so
is so
sex,
much
so.
Better. I mean, if you wait and you have to put up with that pain on the front end and that suffering and that struggle, what you gain far outweighs. Isn't that true for you? What
no,
you
absolutely, absolutely. Doing it right.
Doing I mean, it right far outweighs the trouble and the inconvenience that you went through trying to do the right thing. It always does. Always,
you know, you learn
that
stuff. You know, when your wife is sick and she's got cancer and she's going through chemo, and it would be easy to walk away from a marriage
like
that.
Oh, and lots of people do, or have affairs because they just have their needs and they're not getting met. There's
hundreds of thousands
of people every day.
I've been through that twice in my life. Mm-hmm. Twice my wife's had cancer. Mm-hmm. You think that was a fun thing?
Nope.
An exciting thing? Why do you think? Because I learned we're going to do life right. Mm-hmm. I want to honor God. Mm-hmm. And I made those decisions when I was 16 years of age.
That enabled you to make them when you were 20 and 30 and 40
today.
And 50.
You know, not that I haven't made mistakes and everybody struggles, and not that I'm still not tempted. We're all tempted. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you got to make a decision. You can do it not right now and build a life for the next 75 years that you'll be proud of. Mm-hmm. Or ignore me. Do whatever you want. You can't help it. We've tried. We love Jesus. We can't help getting naked. You know, just, I don't know. My pants just fell off. I don't know how it happened. It just happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can give into that now. And then, what, at 25, you're going to learn this? In your second marriage, are you going to learn it? In your third marriage, are you going to learn it? When exactly?
Learn it when it's a lot less painful.
You know, there's a lot of people who write in the show, they still haven't learned it.
No, I know they haven't.
They're in their 50s. They're in their 60s. They still haven't learned it. And they keep going through the same rat hole over and over. Does God hate them? No. Will God forgive you if you mess up? Yeah. This isn't about forgiveness.
But life gets more complicated and more painful and more awful the longer it takes you to learn it.
At what point are you going to learn this? Mm. At what point are you going to finally say, I'm going to do the right thing, no matter what it makes me feel like? Mm-hmm. I promise you, there are people in my church right now who are in their 50s and 60s who are still learning this. This is pain. I can see it in their eyes. Mm-hmm. They're still learning to make that decision. I'm going to do the right thing no matter how it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. And it is a struggle for them.
The consequences of doing the wrong things are far, far outweighed.
Yeah, it's not that I hate her or her boyfriend.
No.
Understand, young love? If I were you, I'd put a ring on the girl's finger and quit feeling her up and marry her in a year. So that's my I'd advise that, but it's still, even before that, you need to stop.
Yeah, you need to stop for the next year.
You need to make a decision. We're going to do life right. We learn it now and save ourselves years of grief. Or we go through years of grief and you're going to eventually, or I don't know, you'd be like a lot of people.
You might not ever learn it. There's some people who never do.
And have you been married for 25 times and all your kids hate you and everything's awful and you die.
You wonder why your life is so complicated and awful.
But you'll still come to church and cry and you'll just love God, and it'll be great because you'll really cry a lot because, you know, here's a God who loves you despite yourself. That's good. My advice, make a decision now. You're a young woman. He's a young man. Make a decision now. Do life right. Now. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage. Laugh Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Manny Morales. I'm 45 and I coach youth football. It's still hard to believe because the high school me
was a work in progress.
But Big Brothers Big Sisters give me a real role model, and the young me
needed a role model bad. My bigger brother's name is Ray, and Ray is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a role model himself.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Can't buy me love, love.
Right. Tell you that you're not bad and that you're skinny.
Cause I don't care too much for money, cause money can't buy me love. Woo. I give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too.
Man, I'm not bad.
I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you.
Well, the recording's really compressive, isn't it?
I don't care
Tim?
Too much for money, money can't. Can't buy me love.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, all about love. Listen to that old song from the 60s. Can you tell how compressed that was,
yes.
Tim?
What does that mean, compressed? I don't know what that means.
No, not you. I'm talking about the actual recording from back in the 60s.
What does
60s
that mean,
this,
compressed? Explain that to me, Mr. Video.
All the dynamic range
man.
Is just sucked out of it. You know, everything's like the same level. I mean, it's just squished, you know.
You hear all the instrumentation.
What'd you say?
I don't understand what you're saying, but it doesn't matter I'm a dork.
It's an engineering thing. Audio engineering thing.
I guess you'd have to play something that wasn't compressed and that was, and I could hear the difference. I know. Kick me out of the boys club here. I don't... The audio club, I know nothing about.
Get out of the
box. Well, all music, particularly contemporary music, is very compressed, you know. Mm-hmm. Our voices are extremely compressed when we're doing the show.
Okay.
We have units that are just constantly... holds us right at the same level. Mm-hmm. When you get louder, quiet, it pretty much holds mm-hmm. it. Unless we get really far away or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's cool. It sounds good. It's just that in music like this today, it wouldn't be quite so squeezed. But I mean, play that again. Could you still play that, Tim?
Do you still have it so you can pull it up?
Because, you know, just, I don't know if you'll hear it.
The guitar.
So what are you looking
bass,
for? Something that's a little louder?
All one level.
Everything's like a full blast, yes. You know, the cymbals and everything. Yeah. I mean, it's the sound of the time, you know.
So you're looking for something that's more of a layered sound.
It breathes a little bit more kind of thing in recordings and stuff. Obviously, engineering has changed over the years and whatever.
This is how it sounds when the two of you are going on a rant on this show.
Hey, we haven't been ranting. For several days now, there has been no ranting.
All right. Back to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about engineering and stuff like that. You know, but it was the 60s, you know.
Yes.
It was cool, everything. Different recording styles. Also, real hard stereos. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real
yes.
hard stereos, you know. Like,
pan.
Guitar
like
was only on this side.
Yeah,
side
that it was. I
it's
do
almost
hear.
Like there's almost like they made a decision. Isn't it like that, Tim? I mean, some of the early stereos.
A lot of the Beatles stuff is like that.
Mm-hmm. It was like every like the one instrument was either on the one side or the other. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like
wasn't,
things that were panned.
They
like
to experiment a lot, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Okay. The next
my old engineering days coming out back when I was a geezer. And before I was a geezer, I mean. Anyway, okay, yes.
The next email says, it's from a husband. I am currently deployed to Afghanistan on a voluntary basis for a 6-month tour. I am here with
voluntary.
The U.S. Yeah,
thank
U.S.
you.
Army Corps of Engineers working on rebuilding and enhancing Afghanistan for the country and the soldiers. So cool. He's there voluntarily.
Well, God bless you, man.
He mm-hmm. says, I never get a day off and the workings of my business are very high stress and it's affecting my attitude. My wife feels like I broke her heart by leaving and the way she talks to me tells me she cannot get over it and will hold it against me for a very long time. There have been many issues over this period, but I got an email from her this morning citing an article that you posted on your webpage from the radio show about forgiveness not being a good thing for your marriage. Do you remember the article, the guy that connected the dots in the wrong way? He said that if you forgive, that it just allows people to keep transgressing and that
yeah.
you shouldn't remember that article?
Vaguely.
Okay, so anyway, she took this out of context, okay, and told him, you know, he says, I read the article. I wanted to know your professional opinion on the matter. My take on the article is that it was based on immediate actions and asking for forgiveness the right way and then the spouse saying it's okay to forgive. The wife is trying to say, use this as a justification that she should not forgive him.
Yeah, if anybody understood that I ever said you don't forgive somebody, it's ludicrous and absurd.
Absolutely.
No.
You need to forgive everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Having said that, dude, if you know your wife's going to hate you for going to Afghanistan for 6 months,
Why are you going to Afghanistan?
He said it was for financial reasons. He said that they were having problems with the business.
I know, but dude.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a bigger price to pay for this.
Yeah, is it worth it now? If she divorces your butt, is that a win? Because all this money you want to make, she's going to take half of it and kick you out. What is the point? Some of you guys...
He put the money before the marriage. He actually says, if I could have backed out of it, it would have been a downturn in my career, but good for my marriage. And so he decided, even though it's going to be bad for his marriage, that he went and did it for the 6 months.
God bless you for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But this is voluntary. And this isn't like a soldier out there. He's doing it for money. Mm-hmm. Okay? So seriously, you're a nitwit. Mm-hmm. All right? You've made... So here's a guy who says, if I...
Painful to hear, but true.
If I'm going to save my marriage, I put that first. Or I can put the He put his business first. And now his marriage sucks. Mm-hmm. Now he's upset about that. Well, duh. What do you expect's going to happen?
When you put work and money ahead of your wife and your marriage,
and what's going to happen the next time?
Is a good thing.
See, that's what I was just talking about with the single. Yes. See, people do this all the time. Now, isn't this a great example?
This is, yeah.
You single chicky pooters, listen to this with your feely up boyfriend. Listen, I hope you're still listening to the show. Here's an exact sample. Here's a guy who's now married and stuff like that, and he still hasn't learned
to say no.
To say no to the stuff he shouldn't say no to. Mm-hmm. Here's a man who, even though he's risking his butt, although he's being highly compensated for it, still doesn't get it.
Right. Yeah. And it sounds like a good idea.
No, he wanted the money.
Right.
Just like the teenage girl wants to feel up her boyfriend or be felt up by him. Well, I want it. It feels good.
A lot of people will say he's doing this for his family.
No,
but that's what they'll say. He's doing the right thing. He's providing for his family.
No, but he's admitting he's not doing it for his family. He's doing it for him.
Correct.
And it's hurting his family. So I hope all you single people, anybody out there.
He's a workaholic. He says, I'm trying to provide for my family in these tough financial times.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's a workaholic. He's doing this because he wants to do it.
And then he's worried about her possibly committing infidelity because she's
Can't imagine why. Can't imagine why. So how's that a win for you, dude? Yeah. So your wife's back home screwing some other guy and you come home and now she's going to divorce you and take half all the money you earned in Afghanistan. How is this a win for you?
Yeah.
See, but here's a guy who hasn't learned to say no. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. See, sweetheart, this can be you.
Yeah. Young this other gal.
You, young feely up girl. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is going to be you. You're going to be married in 10 years, and then your husband's going to go to Afghanistan and money and leave you, and you're going to want to go screw some other guys. Why? Because you never, at 17, learned to say no.
It can just be the guy working his job and leaving you alone. He doesn't even have to go overseas to do it.
I'm just saying. Anything. The point is that these people do what they want to do. Everyone else be damned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who cares what God says? Who cares what's the best thing? Right. Even though I know it's going to ruin my marriage, even though it's bad for my kids, I want it because I need it and I want it. And my marriage, my business is more important. We got to have that, 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 that. So how's this a win for him?
Especially
when I get it. I get going there and risking your butt and making good money. Look, I'm all for making good money. It's great.
Just not at the
but now when your wife's going to divorce you over it, what kind of sense does that make?
No.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. He's an example, and we could have hundreds of thousands of examples of people well along in their life who keep making the wrong decisions because at 16, 17, they never learned to make the right ones. All right, guys, see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.